history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Kia ora. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
It's great to have you back in the studio. We've missed you.
It's great to be here and have a proper cup of coffee. Thanks, Tess. That was the nicest thing I've drunk for a month.
Not a problem. What are we talking about today?
Well, this is going to blow your mind. Drinking hot chocolate or a cuppa might have benefits for your brain.
Okay.
That's because of flavanols.
A flavanol.
Which is a type of nutrient found in plants that help boost your blood oxygen levels.
Oh, okay.
Which is linked to better cognitive health and performance and improves heart and circulatory health.
I thought that flavanols was going to be some weird thing you see on the back of a packet and the list of ingredients or something, but that sounds kind of legit.
A study found that flavanol-rich cocoa was linked to improved blood flow, including in the brain, which was found to benefit memory, attention, and overall mental performance.
Okay, this is all the excuses I need to have a big, nice hot chocolate. I'm going to be using all of these lines.
Yeah, well, cocoa is in particular has been linked to lower risks of Alzheimer's and strokes. And there's evidence that flavanol-rich foods, including cocoa tea, apples, berries and vegetables like kale, which is horrible, onions and hot peppers, and also red wine, they're all high in flavanols.
I quite like kale, to be honest. You have to roast the crap out of it and put heaps of salt and
too much work for me. can't bosh it in a microwave for 30 seconds.
That would be pretty manky, I think.
Yeah, and they have benefits for blood flow, including reducing blood pressure. So it's not really, really good.
Well, that's sort of, I mean, I know there's a whole bunch of science to why it actually reduces blood pressure, but I mean, I feel like a hot chocolate's a nice relaxing thing to do for yourself. It's bound to
Just don't drink too much red wine, because that has the benefits. Because that's why they reckon a French, because they drink a lot of red wine. They've got like real good, they don't have high blood pressure and all that. Probably do now, but. Researchers at the University of Birmingham looked at 18 healthy adults who completed two increasingly difficult cognitive tests. The participants were tested after receiving either a cocoa drink high in flavanols or a placebo drink of processed cocoa without it.
I thought you were about to say Prosecco. I was like, that would enhance your performance in some way.
Yeah, only for you, not for probably anything else. The study found participants who drank the flavanol-rich cocoa performed significantly better on the cognitive tests.
There you go.
And they did them 11% faster on average compared to those who drank a placebo.
Which sounds kind of gross. Even though I know fully what a placebo is, it sounds a bit yuck when you say it like that.
Probably something that you get out of like the old drink machines, you know, like when you push it and in hospitals and all that. But that's that. Now this, I love this story. It's about moose.
Okay, and we're talking about moose, the animal, not moose, the pudding, which was where my brain went first this morning.
When I was a child, I used to think that
it was a Scottish mouse
weren't real.
They don't look real. Yeah. I so get that.
A mythical creature.
This is not a real thing. Yep. This is from a book.
This was made up for Harry Potter.
But they are real. They do exist. Do they roll?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay, Jasper National Park in Alberta, Canada have had to issue a warning to motorists about salt-crazy moose. They're obsessed with it. And they normally
get salt.
They normally get it from salt lakes or deposits placed throughout the park. However, they've sussed that they can get it from road salt that splashes onto cars.
So it's the moose. I love salt.
Wait, so you...
I feel like I can relate to this.
Relate to the moose.
Okay, so park officials fear by letting the moose lick cars, they'll become unafraid of cars and humans, endangering both parties.
That seems like actually a very founded fear.
They have a flashing roadside warning that says, do not let moose lick your car. For real, right?
Imagine if you came across that completely no context. You'd be like, oh, dear.
And this is what they put out on Twitter. I love it. Moose licks usually happen on cars stopped to view moose. Keep beyond moose tongue distance by moving on before moose approaches, as always. Only stop where it is safe to do so and stay in your car near wildlife.
Blimey.
I don't know what moose tongue distance is.
How long is a moose tongue?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm trying to look it up as we speak, but okay. It doesn't look very long.
Does anybody know how long a moose? I think it's a moose's tongue is.
But it's
a couple of inches.
That's almost like, you know, if you see someone hitchhiking and you slow down as they get near the car, you drive off. It's not funny.
If you saw a moose, would you slow down?
I'd freak out. No, I'd stop.
You'd speed up. Oh,
nah,
you'd stop.
No, they're a bit naughty, aren't
they? They're huge as well. Moose are huge.
Quite incredible looking, yeah. Really.
They can swim. They can swim underwater.
I kind of stand by my thing as a child.
They don't look real.
Yeah, they are real. They are real.
They might just be a something that we're all imagining.
I don't know, but they can, because if you drive them along and one hits your motor, it's all over.
That's for probably both of you. What I am struggling to wrap my head around right now is I'm pretty sure the plural of moose
it's moose.
Just moose, yeah. Yeah. But I keep wanting to say mooses or meeses or something like
meese.
Mooses.
The meese.
Yeah, so yeah, like I just brilliant. I want to know what a salt lake is as well.
Oh, have you not seen one, Rob? Oh, I can show you a picture.
It's a lake that's just full of salt.
They just look like these big white deserts, kind of.
Looks like it's been snowing, but it's salt.
Okay.
Where all the salt sticks together and become. I'll show you a picture now. I mean,
okay,
this is not very
you.
Good radio, is it?
No. Well, the last 10 minutes hasn't been, so why stop now?
Don't be so hard on yourself.
Yeah, it's just like a big white pan of salt.
And is that because previously there's been salt water there and it's evaporated?
Yeah.
Okay.
And left the salt, because salt doesn't evaporate.
No.
So it's obviously not in their diet, otherwise they wouldn't. I mean, I get my salt from salt and vinegar crisps.
That's it. That's not it. You salt's on everything.
Oh yeah, I don't have salt on my food. Don't hate the taste of it.
Crunches up salt and vinegar chips and sprinkles them on.
Once a month, I have a big bag of salt and vinegar crisps. I'm all right. No, I'm not.
Actually have to say, on the note of salt and vinegar chips, I know it's been a topic of conversation amongst us.
Many times.
And I've come around to them.
They're nice, aren't they? You'd be amazed.
I do quite like them
now.
You
would get you in the end.
You've got so many different varieties, do you know what I mean?
Because don't your taste buds change every 7 years? Maybe this is something you could look up.
Okay, yeah, I'll look at that, yeah.
If you have a thought about something weird and wonderful you've stumbled across in the last couple of weeks, text it through to 53955 and Rob can do a bit of investigating for you. Apparently, the largest predator of the moose is the orca whale. Is that true?
Nah,
Texter, that seems like you're pulling my leg.
There's this whole thing about there being moose in Fiordland.
Oh, no, I talked about that.
I talked about that.
No, there isn't.
It's like the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, a bunch of people are texting about that.
No, it's rubbish.
There you go.
Someone's, Grizzy said, ox are oxen, so a moose moosen. Moosen.
Well, of course they are, Grizz. they're whatever you want them to be.
Hey, thank you very much,
thank
Rob.
You.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
Rob, what track?